local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler at 920 Commercial, providing clients with peace of mind in the Emporia area for over 42 years. Call Pete to 342-6272.
What's your next dream? Paying off your credit card? Remodeling your kitchen? Exploring the rainforests of Costa Rica? Whatever your dreams, they take some planning. And State Farm agent Pete Euler is right here in Emporia to lend a hand. As your local good neighbor, he can help you look at the things you want to save for and come up with a plan to make those savings goals happen. Because your money should work just as hard as you to achieve your dreams. So whether it's being free of debt or free to roam the world, call State Farm agent Pete Euler in Emporia today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
KVUE News Time 8:35, Newsmaker 2 time here today. We're pleased to have with us Kira Codney and Tyler Curtis. We're talking about the Connie Cahoon Legacy of Hope Fund for SOS, and also at least a little bit of conversation about Hopapalooza coming up here in a little bit.
I would think so. Hopapalooza is just about here, Friday, March 29th. Kara, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Hey, thanks for taking some time to join us. Tyler, good morning, and I think happy birthday wishes are
happy birthday
needed today.
You're right. Hey, thank you. I appreciate that.
Well, Kara, let's talk here about the Legacy of Hope Fund. This is something that Connie has mentioned on her airwaves as really a goal of hers to provide a lasting help here for people in need for Lyon and surrounding counties. And I guess my first question here is, you know, now that the Legacy of Hope Fund's been out in the community, been announced here for about a month or so, what's the reaction been?
It's been so great. I mean, we don't talk publicly about how much is coming in yet because we're trying to keep it a surprise from Connie, but it's been so hard for me not to just tell her, oh my gosh, you should see the response we're getting. It's so great.
All right, so I guess we need to follow that up with if people would like to donate to the Legacy of Hope Fund, how can they do that, Kara?
So they can do it several ways. The fund is housed at the Emporia Community Foundation, so they can send a check to the Emporia Community Foundation, care of the Connie Cahoon Legacy of Hope Fund, or the ECF has several other ways that people can donate. And then we also have a portal on our own website, so if they go to the SOS website, they'll see a little pop-up that would prompt them to go to that donation site as well.
Tyler, what's the importance of the Legacy of Hope Fund and how this benefits not only the people that SOS serves, but also SOS in general?
Yeah, Connie's legacy, you know, as we were kind of chatting, I mean, she did such a great job with this transition, right? She gave us a year's notice, and we were able to really plan things out and prepare. And part of what she wanted to prepare and leave behind is a fund that the executive director has access to provide, you know, resources for things that aren't covered by general operating budget, and things like grants and that kind of stuff. You know, Connie was always needing to ask for extra assistance, to do things for staff, to provide for professional development, to get equipment that wasn't covered by grants. And she's like, I would really like to have, you know, in her shoes, she would have really liked to have had access to some discretionary dollars, that would provide those things. So she said, that's what I want my legacy to be, is something that would help the leader of this organization to have the resources they need to provide what's needed to do the programs correctly. And that's what her legacy is going to be. Well, I mean, what an outstanding legacy, right, to help equip the person that's taking her position and those that will come long after with resources that they can use to make sure that SOS has what it needs to move forward.
I can't tell you how many times over the years we have had Connie on. And she was talking about, you know, this gap filling
right.
That was a constant need of SOS. And, Kara, there's a lot of gaps to fill all through the year, aren't there?
I mean, there definitely are. And I think that most of us know that, you know, there's been some broad cuts to grant funding, and so that makes it even more challenging and makes those gaps a lot wider. And so just having that ability to have the funds as needed to do the things we need to do is an amazing thing.
The question comes up then, too, is, you know, not only, you know, the discretionary funds are needed, but maybe how regularly they're needed, you know, not just for, you know, just the broad scope, but just how regularly that need does pop up for Connie and how that may well play in for Mickey as she gets started.
So I can tell you that SOS has helped over 1,000 people last year. So you can imagine what that need looks like with that many people. And that's not even including, you know, secondary people like children and family members that are impacted by the help we're giving them. So it's a lot.
And Tyler, correct me if I'm wrong, but I assume the goal is to keep this, you know, fund alive through the years, basically, and build on it, correct?
That's exactly right. What we're doing now, between now and March 29th, is providing those initial funds. But this will be a fund that lasts forever, you know, and people can give to it on a routine basis. So I think it's going to be an awesome way for Connie to leave behind a legacy that supports the organization and provides, you know, hope for those folks that are being served by SOS.
Again, we're talking with Tyler Curtis and Connie Cahoon, and Kara Codney about the Connie Cahoon Legacy of Hope Fund, which was established here and announced just a few weeks back. And clearly, there's a broad base of support here in the community for this going forward. And Kara, this leads in to the Big Hope of Palooza coming up on the 29th. We're less than 3 weeks out from it, and you know this is going to be a huge night here for SOS.
It really, really is. We sold out of our dinner tickets this evening. We still have tickets in the balcony, but we've got Joseph Hall coming to do his Elvis Rock and Remember tribute show, which I think a lot of people in town have seen, and we've heard nothing but excitement about that, and it's just going to be a great night. And at that event, we're going to announce the amount of funds raised so far, which I think everybody's really excited to hear. It's going to be such an amazing night. It's always a lot of fun.
All right, that's at the Granada Theater coming up Friday night, March 29th, as Kara mentioned, the dinner portion and, you know, there for the live auction and the awards and all the good stuff that happens. Now we can't wait for the Legacy of Hope announcement to see where that fund is when it gets announced and really officially launched for Connie, who is officially done as executive director at the end of this month, which is nearing. And the Joseph Hall only tickets, the balcony tickets still available. How much are they, Kara?
Those tickets are $20, and they can get them online at soskansas.com/Joseph Hall.
He's a good Elvis.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, he's a good Elvis. Not a bad Elvis. He's a good Elvis.
Yep. And it doesn't matter what age that he does, too, because he plays the young and the old Elvis, and he knocks it out of the park with both.
Yeah, so yeah, really good.
I would really encourage people to go get tickets. How are the ticket sales right now, Kara?
They're going really well. It's been so positive and exciting for me to see how well they've been selling, and so it's going to be a really great show with a lot of people there and a lot of fun.
Outstanding. All right. Well, Kara, before we go, you mentioned here about the help right now that SOS provided last year. How is 2024 shaping up, or at least starting off here, versus 23 and previous years when it comes to the amount of calls and the amount of assistance that you're giving out and kind of some of the severity of cases that you're dealing with?
Well, last year we saw a big increase, you know, in the number of calls, and part of that was recovering from COVID still, where people just weren't able to reach out as much. But I think it's remained steady. We're seeing, you know, high levels of need. We have continued to see increased levels of severity in the types of calls we're getting. So all that kind of adds to the complication and challenges that our advocates and the people they're working with are facing.
All right, the Legacy of Hope, the Connie Cahoon Legacy of Hope. The announcement of the fund will be coming up as a part of SOS Hope-a-Palooza Friday, March 29th at the Granada Theater from 5 until 10 p.m. Well, Tyler, did we get everything in here?
I think so. I certainly do want to thank the folks who have given so far, and I also thank those folks that are considering a gift. And I can't not thank Jane Riebel and the Riebel Foundation, Hopkins Foundation, certainly Connie Cahoon's family, and then also our board of directors who has been doing a lot of work towards this effort. They got us kicked off in a really nice way so that we could have some seed money to start with. So those individuals really got us started, and everybody else is adding a lot to it, and we really appreciate those gifts.
Well, we can't wait to hear that announcement coming up on Friday, March 29th. Tyler, thanks.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Kara, thanks. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Good to talk to you. Kara Codney with SOS and Tyler Curtis of the SOS Board of Directors with us here this morning.
Don't forget, tomorrow we've got the ESU Buzz at 8:20, so the Newsmaker 2 will slide to 8:40. And that's in this preview of the special open house for